Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing. Ooh, we are testing, testing, testing. Ooh. Testing, testing, testing. Melissa, your mic is now on.
Yes. Whoop. testing, testing, testing. Ooh. Testing, testing, testing. Ooh.
Now let's bring on in Court.
Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing.
My favorite beach in Florida's testing.
What'd you say?
When I'm at the hotel, I'm staying at a Westin.
But it's the Bestin.
Chicago.
Because I couldn't afford the best Westin.
That's why I'm at the Westin. Oh,
my dog likes to be fetching.
And now your wife is nesting.
I was going to go there, and then I was going to follow it up.
Stop trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen.
Well, I like that.
Gretchen Wieners.
Yeah.
Mean
yeah. Let me ask you a question, Austin. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I needed to be asking. Yeah. Was a surprise ruined today?
Your surprise?
No.
What surprise?
A big surprise.
The when it was typed in on the computer?
No, Russell, not that even.
Russell Dickerson?
Your mom mentioned something today that I didn't
yes!
know.
Yes!
Wait, what?
I don't know if this should be part of the podcast. You didn't catch it?
No, what'd she say?
No, he didn't make a face when it happened either.
What'd she
no,
say?
No, he didn't.
No, you missed it then.
Oh,
you
no.
missed
oh,
it?
Oh, no, 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 no. Guys, what did my mom say?
You didn't catch it? Oh my God, I'm
should
so
I,
glad
should we
you
put this on the podcast?
Up.
Should I stop recording right now?
I don't. It'll be up to you.
Okay.
What? You could cancel this out and we could talk about something else.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago on the show, every Monday we do Daddy Diaries.
Sure.
And you wanted a middle name for your daughter.
Uh-huh.
But the catch was we didn't know her name.
Oh, did she say? Did
but she now say we know her name?
She said the baby's name.
Oh, snap.
I love it.
Do you like?
Yeah.
Do you like it though?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like you wouldn't have brought it up to me if you didn't like it.
So you missed it. You did not catch.
I didn't miss.
Didn't
I mean,
it.
I missed it. Yeah, I did not catch her saying it. Probably because she talks to me about her all the time. So.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, I actually really like it because I love when last names are used as first names, okay. Which is why my son's name is Porter.
I kind of don't want to say it on this podcast just for the sake to
I
make
like
people
that.
Go and listen to the Best Of.
I think that's fair.
Melissa and Austin Best Of podcast to hear it.
So we won't say it.
But we can talk about it.
But we can talk about it.
Definitely. Okay. So you guys like it?
I do.
Cool?
I do. And I'm with Melissa. I do. And I never really thought about it. But like last names as first names. And I guess I never realized Porter is as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Porter is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see, and my wife loves boy names for girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I feel like this is a nice compromise.
I like it.
Because she was like, what about Greg, but for a girl?
Like, no.
Did she really throw that
like,
out?
Yeah, well, like she'll throw like guy names, like blatantly guy names, but for girls.
So you, I know on Twitter and stuff, a lot of your friends, you've joked around about it, the name somehow being related to a Titan or a player
oh, yeah.
or an athlete.
Derrick Henry. Yeah, I love Derrick Henry.
Or I thought, you know, then you said like, you know, Cortland Finnegan. And yeah. there were several like Titans
oh, yeah.
you threw out there.
Yeah.
Does this name have any correlation to your athletic
to a Titan
interests?
Or anyone? No, I think there was a former Bear, though. Oh.
I can sense
that
it.
Out.
I can
we'll bleep that out.
Oh, no.
I think there was a former Bear with that name, maybe.
Was there?
Maybe. I don't know.
But it didn't. That's not where you came from.
Yeah. I mean, is there?
Oh, there's no sports relation. I kind of wish there was no that now that we said, though. I kind of.
You basically picked it just on the basis of you guys liked the sound of it. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, just because we thought it was cute. And we actually had this name ready like years ago. In fact, to the point where my sister and brother-in-law wanted to name their firstborn this.
But you had dibs?
Or maybe they're second born. No, they're second born. They're second born. They wanted to name it this. And they asked us. Like if
out of all the names, they had the same name as you?
Yeah. And so they said, do you mind? Like, are you guys still planning on? Because they knew we were planning on using it. So they came to us and asked and said, and we had to, like, it was kind of an awkward conversation. But we had to say, like, yeah, we actually are planning. Like, that's our firstborn.
They didn't know ahead of time.
They knew that we had talked about it. We had mentioned it as a name that we were considering.
So they tried to steal it.
Yeah. You know, but this was like she's now six, I think, five or six.
Oh, wow.
So this was 5 or 6 years ago.
So on your first date, you guys talked about what you were going to name your future daughter.
No. Well, Meredith and I have been married for a long ass time. So, yeah, it was probably our second date.
Oh, my gosh. I guess that's hard for me to wrap my head around because there are so many names to choose from.
Right.
So why does it come down to, you know, siblings wanting the same name for their kid?
I was supposed to be named Ryan, but my dad's brother had his son before me, and so they named him Ryan. So now I got stuck with Austin.
Don't you like it?
No, I love Austin. I actually prefer Austin.
Your mom had a funny joke that we're going to see Austin today. Like, oh my God, you guys are flying in? We're going to see Austin, Texas.
I told Melissa this afterwards, and I love my parents, and I love, like, they were just up here like a couple weekends ago. I love when they come up, and I love hanging out with them. I love spending time with them. I got scared when she said, I was like, are they coming this weekend?
I don't like pop-ins.
Because then I was like, you got to be mentally prepared for it. Oh, yeah. And not, this isn't my parents thing. This isn't anybody staying with us thing. Like, I'm like, this is one of the few weekends, and you guys know how busy I've been on the weekends, either traveling or people coming here into town staying with us.
Mm-hmm. Must be
so
awesome.
My weekends are sacred. And so if I have a blank weekend where there's nothing, that is a great state of mind. That is it. Like, I will probably be in a great mood tomorrow.
You usually are on Fridays.
Right, because it's like, okay, I'm like looking
forward. Because the Dodgers don't have to play anymore.
Okay, don't bring that up. That's mean.
Great mood, my butt.
There's a chance they could get eliminated on my birthday. They're facing elimination tonight, Melissa.
Be negative.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I needed.
That's what I'm
Melissa.
Here for.
That's what I turn. There's curmudgeon court, and then there's positive Melissa. Sorry, I don't have alliteration for your name. But yeah, so yeah, they came up. I don't even know where we went. This is what we do on this podcast. We go down courses of conversation, and we don't even remember how we got
there. You were just saying how, like, the pop-ins, you and I at least need a heads up.
Yes, definitely need a heads up. So yeah, so when my mom called in to say that. But we were talking about something else prior to that.
Oh, baby name.
Baby name. Yeah, I think Meredith and I think we have the next two. If we have two more girls, we have the next two planned out, like name-wise.
Well, guys, if it's a boy,
guys, we don't know at all. No, because really? She wants. We had a guy name. We were gonna go Charlie for a boy. If we ever had a boy,
Charlie or Charles.
I think either Charles, but call him Charlie. Mm-hmm. I love that name, but now Mare's like freaking out because like Charlie's become a more popular girl name, and she loves it for a girl name.
Oh,
I don't know. She also loves Spencer for a girl, which is like it's cute, and I get it, but I'm not a fan of like. Because, like, I grew up with, like, a guy that I know named Spencer.
Oh, right.
You know? Okay. I used to work with Spencer.
I love Spencer.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking
another,
about.
That's
yeah.
another Spencer in my
He's
life.
A good guy.
So I have multiple Spencers in my life. My best friend from college is named Spencer, now that I think of it.
Wow.
Oh, that would be hard, then, to name your kid Spencer when you know that man.
And that Mark right. Wahlberg movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
What Mark Wahlberg movie is that, Corey?
And it's like my least...
I think it's called Spencer Confidential, Spencer...
That's
my,
right.
My least favorite character in The Hills was named Spencer, you know? So it's like Spencer's just everywhere. So like no offense to any females named Spencer. It's a very pretty name for a girl, but I just know too many.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
M'lady and I haven't talked about names specifically, but I have said I would love for it to be... alliteration, because I always love alliteration.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. The problem is
curmudgeon.
F.
Oh no, court's not your last.
There's
name.
Not a lot of great F names.
Frankie Freeman.
I think that's kind of funny. I don't mind it.
Frank E. Freeman. Frank E. Freeman. How about that? Like his middle name's Edward.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just call him Freeman? Freeman.
Ooh. Or no, first he's just Freeman.
Just Freeman. Oh no. Yeah, he's like Bono.
Wow.
Or Madonna.
He'd be going places.
Oh, I low key love that. just Freeman.
That would be really cool.
Hey, like she's
you're
reading
welcome.
Roll. What was it?
I said you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Reading... I would actually consider it.
Like, Sam Davidson, Dana Dankic. Freeman. Like it's just one word.
Pretty cool.
That is actually really cool.
I'm with it.
Oh my God.
What is if it was a girl?
Still Freeman.
Freeman.
Free woman.
Yeah, free woman. But when you guys were like spitting out, you know, name ideas, was there one where you were like, or did you allow each other like vetoes ahead of time?
Oh yeah. There were many times. In fact, most of the names Meredith brought up, I would say, oh no. In fact, she got mad. She would get mad that I kept saying no. And she's like, well, why don't you come up with one? And we do this a lot for the boy names. Because I'm dead set on Charlie, but she doesn't want that anymore. So then she's like, she'll throw names out. And I'll be like, no, ew, no, no.
Henry Huff is alliterative.
Henry Huff is.
I'll give you the name, my second runner-up name.
Okay.
And I'll let you have it if you want it. But I don't know if you're going to want it.
Okay. What?
Garrett.
Garrett. See, my best friend from high school is named Garrett.
Ugh.
I know. Oh. I can't
get it.
I just know too many people. Yeah. Oh, wait.
That's a great problem to have.
No, that came out. That was the douchiest thing
Woo!
I've ever said. No, it. I just like I because I would always like in college. I moved for like I was in college 5 years. a victory lap. The I lived in 5 different places. I had over 24 roommates in college.
Oh man.
What?
Well, so did I.
Well, one
I lived
one
in a frat house
I,
one year.
I, yeah, one year. Yeah. One of the years I had 13 roommates. It wasn't a frat house, but it was pretty much like a frat house.
Oh my gosh.
So that upped my number a lot. But I moved every year, so like I was always running around in different circles.
Sure.
I like Garrett.
Friends.
But you know what's funny is I can see Garrett and Porter being brothers.
Really?
Oh, I actually can
it
see
it. It does
that
sound
too.
Like
yeah.
Like
Garrett and Porter.
I don't know why.
So, wait, did you have Porter, like, well planned out ahead of time, or was it one of those things where it's like you're a month out and you're like, we need to figure out a name? Like, when did you come up with the name Porter?
Porter was on the list probably about 6 weeks out, and then about 2 weeks out, Garrett came on the list. And then he had been born for at least a full almost a full day. And we
you didn't have a name?
I don't know.
I almost feel like, you know, I did the same thing with Farley, where it's like, we had ideas, and I know it's awful
Farley.
To compare your dog
Farley,
to your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's
like,
that guy.
I know what you went through,
I know
Melissa.
Exactly what you went through. But you almost have to, like, meet them, to because then it could be like, oh, he's not a Farley.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's not a Porter. Or he totally is a Porter.
Did you birth Farley?
More or less. I consider, you know, you can be born again religions. He was born again. We even did like the fake, like he came. I put him in my shirt and pushed him out. He loved it.
I'm sure he did.
I bet he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
I think The Office, there's a joke about that. How like, you know, people talking about their kids and then somebody steps up and talks about, oh, my dog, I'm right there with you. And the only thing worse is then when somebody's like, oh, cleaning my boat is the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
My boat requires so much maintenance. I'm right there with you. My like, boat, Porter.
That's like someone God. Coming on a podcast and being like, I just know too many people. No, Melissa, my question to you is, at any point, and this is, be honest here, okay? This is a safe place.
Of course, I'll
just
always
the
be
three
honest.
Of us talking.
Yeah.
No one else listening.
Oh, now you're scaring me.
At any point after Porter being born, did you ever be like, kind of wish we would have named him Garrett. Or like, I kind of wish we would have named him something else. Or like, you hear of another name and you're like, ah, I should have, like, regret for naming him Porter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Probably like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I just started thinking, man, I think we should have went with Garrett.
It's still on your mind.
And I was like, Too late now.
Have you ever told him?
No. Oh,
that
no.
could cause like identity issues.
Yeah, I couldn't do that right now. Maybe someday, you
do
know.
Do you mind sharing his middle name?
Porter's middle name?
Yeah.
He's got two.
Freeman?
Freeman.
It's Freeman Freeman.
Oh.
It's Porter Freeman Freeman.
It's Spencer.
No, what? I believed you.
I'm just kidding.
That's awesome.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
It's Porter Frederick Stephen Moss.
Oh.
Who are they?
Frederick is my dad. Mm-hmm. Stephen is Porter's dad.
Love it.
So he's got two middle names.
Porter's dad's dad or Porter's dad's name is Stephen?
Porter's dad's name is Stephen.
Okay.
My dad's name is Frederick.
Okay, cool. That's cool. It's like then you like intertwine the family names in there very well.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So, and at one point you were like, man, Garrett, Frederick, Stephen.
That sounds good too, doesn't it?
Do you ever, now with the four names, I feel like as a mother, that's got to be difficult, especially when he gets in trouble, because then that's just an extra name you have to shout.
Oh,
you know?
It makes it awesome.
Yeah, really? That's more intensity. So think of how intense it gets when, like, your wife or mom use your middle name.
Yeah.
Now imagine having two of those.
Yeah.
Do you?
Porter Frederick Stephen Moss!
So then you'll do that?
Yeah.
He's in trouble.
Then he's like,
oh, my gosh. That would be terrifying.
Yeah. I highly recommend two middle names.
Two middle names.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I love that. Or, all right, two or none.
Two or none. I think I'm going to go Freeman as the middle name.
Freeman.
What is
we could call him like F3, F cubed.
Yeah. Like two free, two man.
C3FO.
Oh, C3FO.
I like it.
He's our only hope.
But you have to get him to speak in a British accent.
We've already discussed. We're raising our kids British.
British. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it's so new age. You know, it's so progressive of you guys. Man.
I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.